Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. As I so often say to you, may it be real food. May it give you something to meditate on, to reflect on. Even if you get something out, one thing out of the whole week, may that bless you. May it help to strengthen your life, your relationship with God, and your relationship with others. Because God wants to speak to us in so many ways through His Word. Let's take a look at the first reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" And they replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Although they were all together, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. This is the beginning, brothers and sisters, of Christianity. It was hard. They had many enemies. They had hard times, but they had the courage because they had knew that what they were listening to was the Lord's word. And so they spoke with more confidence. And brothers and sisters, God's word has been given to us, to you and me. Do I read it? Do I read it daily? You certainly should read it at least once a week. That's a very little bit, but at least that. But if you can read it every day, just a certain passage of it, because God wants to teach us, He wants to strengthen us, He wants to give us of His own Spirit that we might be able to help other people. So pay attention when you hear this word. Don't just say, "Oh, that's pretty good," and hang up or turn off the phone or whatever it is that you're doing. Don't do that. Listen, because God is preparing us to reach out to others and to give the word of God to them. So we take a look now at Psalm 68. "Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. God arises, His enemies are scattered, and those who hate Him flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so are they driven, as wax melts before the fire. But the just rejoice and exult before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God, chant praise to His name, whose name is the Lord. The Father of orphans and the defender of widows is God in His holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity." It doesn't matter where we are. Well, it matters. But it's not. God walks with us every moment of life on this earth to give us a chance. And you could say, "Oh, yeah, I heard some of that wasn't than when I was a kid, but I haven't paid any attention since then." Please get the Bible. I just suggest do as I'm doing here. Read the readings of each day and meditate on them. Think on them. What is God saying to me? Because when God was speaking, He was speaking to His disciples, to those who were following Him. And that's what we are now. We're His disciples who are following Him. So let's do it. And then we turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verses 29 to 33. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly, and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything, and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but courage, take courage. I have conquered the world." That day is going to come for us, brothers and sisters. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit has quenched the enemy. He will kill him. He will die. But brothers and sisters, he cultivates us. He calls us to live with him and for him. And the more we read his scripture, the more we come closer to God, because he teaches us so much. If we would pray for that, he will do it gladly. He opens his heart to us. We need to study. We need to hear good preachers and teachers, as I've told you before. Yes, we do. And when you get a chance, please take advantage of it. But the important thing is that you're going to listen to the voice of God. You see, Jesus really conquered death, and the enemy, that is Satan, will be thrown into hell forever. Who are you following? Are you following the Lord? Or do you say, "I don't care"? Or do you say, "Well, the devil has some good ideas"? Brothers and sisters, turn away from the evil one in every way you can. Read his scripture daily if you can, please, even if it's one paragraph, as I've said to you before. But read it, because this is the living word of God. I remember, I think I told you that I started to really read the scripture when I was about 14. It's never ceased to bless me, to lead me, to guide me. I read it every day. Do you? You can carve out 15 minutes. You say, "Oh, I'm so tired." Yes, we all are tired. I know that. And God will excuse us for a day, but not just to use it as an excuse. Please, just read his word, because his word is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It has the power. It has the power to lead us and to guide us and to change us. And I want you to be among those when we get to heaven. There was a saint by the name of Saint Quadvodeus of Carthage. He was a bishop and a church father who suffered exile after the Vandals captured Carthage in 439. His name means "what God wills." Quod Vodeus, what God wills. And that's what we want, in a sense, for our hearts. Whatever God wills, I want to do. Let the Christian soul have confidence, for we ought not to be ashamed that we believe Christ himself to have been crucified. For that cross is not a disgrace for the faithful, but a triumph. That cross is our battle flag against our adversary, the devil. The diabolic adversary spread terror by threatening death, but Christ promised eternal life. The adversary, the devil, was saying that the flesh would be annihilated by him. To teach how his army would conquer, however, our king showed in himself that bodily death ought not to be feared. As leader, he deigned to die for all, lest the army be killed in its spirit by the devil. The light permits himself to be seized by darkness, to be led away, to be hung, to be killed, in order that, stripped of the cloud of flesh, he might restore the splendor of his majesty. That strong king and the unique plan through which he was born and through whom the whole saving plan is directed faced down the one battle line and preserved the other through patience and power. Brothers and sisters, God did this for us. Are we going to ignore it? Are we going to turn away from it? Or are we going to say, oh yeah, well, I go to church, you know, maybe like once a month or so? Brothers and sisters, come every day if you can, but at least come once a week. The least come once a week. And just say, Lord, here I am. I don't always follow you the way you want me to. I'm sorry. Please come to me and help me. Please show me. Help me to understand what your word says. Help me more. And when you can't figure out what it means, ask somebody. Please. I've said that to you before, and we want to think we're so good that we don't need to ask anybody for anything. But we do. We all need to ask, help me understand this. And God will do that for us because he loves us. Brothers and sisters, I want to read again from Saint, quote, Voltaeus. He says, for he both preserved patience, since he did not descend from the cross, and demonstrated power because he rose from the tomb. And as he hung on the cross, the disciples were grieved, made sad, and scattered. When he rose from the tomb rejoicing, they gathered in one house. As he hung on the cross, the lack of the disciples' faith is revealed. When he rose, the gathering of the Gentiles is revealed. As he hung on the cross, Peter denied him out of fear. When he rose, the whole world believed out of love. This battle was waged not only then, but also is waged now. It is fought by the members of Christ's struggle with the adversary pressing them hard. The adversary's attack is halted, for our head already sits in heaven. For this reason, Christ chose to fight to teach you how to conquer. But if your powers are frail, call upon the Savior himself. Call on the Helper himself. When he who hung on the cross for you has seen you calling on him faithfully, he will prepare both the victory here and the crown of victory in heaven. Oh, brothers and sisters, please heed that word. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.